Welcome back to the Deep Dive. I want to start today by asking you a question. I want you to be honest. How many tabs do you have open on your browser right now?
Ooh, that is a dangerous question.
Right. And how many of those are articles or PDF reports or those ultimate guides that you swore to yourself you were going to read like 3 weeks ago? We all have that folder.
We do. It's the graveyard of good intentions.
Yes.
It's really the defining struggle of the modern professional. We call it content saturation. The information, you know, it's all there, it's accessible, but our mental availability is just at an all-time low. We just don't have the bandwidth.
Exactly. And today we're looking at this problem from the perspective of a business that creates all that high-value content. We're doing a bit of a hypothetical case study today.
Okay.
We are taking a company called Better Manager, which is a huge player in leadership development, and we are sort of plugging them into a new engine called Auto Content API.
It's a fascinating pairing. I mean, on one hand, you have Better Manager. They aren't just a blog. They are a real heavy hitter.
Oh, yeah.
They do one-to-one coaching, group training, and they have a global footprint from San Francisco all the way to Paris. Their whole philosophy is superior quality at scale.
And they have the receipts to back it up. I was looking at their data, an NPS score of 90. That is just wild.
It's unheard of.
Most companies would kill for a 50. So, okay, they have the expertise. They have the stuff. But the problem is a lot of that stuff is, well, it's locked in text. It's in ebooks, case studies, all this written feedback.
And that's the bottleneck. It's not a distribution problem. I mean, they can email a PDF to anyone. It's a consumption problem.
Right.
And this is where something like Auto Content API comes in. You should think of it as a content transformation factory. It takes raw text and data and just programmatically turns it into podcasts, videos, social media shorts, you name it.
So the mission for this deep dive is to see if we can perform a little content alchemy. Can we take Better Manager's massive library, which is currently sitting in that tab graveyard we talked about, and turn it into something that actually fits into a busy manager's life?
Alchemy is the perfect word for it. We're trying to transmute a static asset, like a white paper, into a liquid asset, something that flows right into your commute or your workout.
Okay, let's get specific. Because content transformation can sound a little, you know, buzzwordy, let's look at the input layer. Better Manager has this exclusive ebook. It's called Unlock Your Potential.
I have seen it. It's packed with insights.
It is. But let's be real. I am a manager. I have back-to-back Zoom calls, and I have 3 kids. I am not reading a 50-page PDF.
And you shouldn't feel guilty about it. That's just the reality of the attention economy. Now, you've probably heard of Google's Notebook LM. It's been making some waves recently.
Oh, yeah, I've played with that. You drop a PDF in, and it spits out this little audio summary with 2 AI voices chatting. It's fun.
It is fun.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds surprisingly human.
It does.
But it's a consumer tool. It's manual. You have to drag and drop every file one by one. Better Manager has, what, thousands of assets?
Mm-hmm.
They can't have an intern dragging files all day. That's what we call the Notebook LM gap.
Mm-hmm.
An Auto Content API is basically the enterprise version of that idea. It allows for programmatic generation.
So explain that to me like I'm 5. What does programmatic generation actually look like for a company like Better Manager?
Okay, so imagine a pipeline. Mm-hmm. Better Manager connects their blog feed or their document database to the API. Then every single time they publish a new article on, say, remote hybrid management, the API automatically grabs the text,
mm-hmm.
analyzes the key points, scripts a dialogue, generates the audio with high-quality AI voices, and then pushes it to a private podcast feed.
Without a human even touching it.
Zero human intervention in the production part.
That changes the whole game. So let's go back to that Unlock Your Potential ebook. Instead of it just sitting in my inbox, I get a notification on my phone. New episode. How to Unlock Your Potential.
You can listen to it while you're driving to work.
Exactly.
And it's not just a robot reading the text at you. That's the old way. That's just text-to-speech.
Yeah.
This is audio transformation. The API generates a dynamic back-and-forth dialogue, very similar to what you and I are doing right now. It uses 2 agents to, you know, debate the topics, ask questions, and summarize the key takeaways.
Which is infinitely more engaging. I mean, I'll listen to 2 people talking about paint drying if they have good chemistry. But reading a manual on paint drying? No, thank you.
It's all about cognitive load. Listening to a conversation is passive. Reading a dense text is active work. And by converting the format, Better Manager aligns with their CEO, Jerome Turnick's philosophy on consistency.
I saw that. He talked about how consistency helped them manage through the COVID crisis.
Exactly. So if you can ensure every single manager actually consumes the training, because it's easy to listen to, well, then you get consistent leadership right across the board.
Okay, so that handles the I'm too busy to read objection.
Right.
But Better Manager is a global company. They've got offices in North America, Europe, Asia, and they make a really big deal about offering coaching in different languages.
This is where things get really interesting and also where it usually gets really expensive.
Right. Because traditionally, if I want to take that remote management training and roll it out to my team in Paris and my team in Tokyo, I have to hire translators. Then I have to hire voice actors, then editors to mix it all. It's a logistical nightmare.
It's so slow and it's so costly. AutoContent ATI supports over 50 languages.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just, you know, Google Translate style word swapping.
Mm-hmm.
The API is designed to handle the synthesis in the target language.
What does that mean, synthesis?
It means it actually reconstructs the conversation to sound natural in that language. So Better Manager creates a training module in San Francisco in English. The API ingests it, and within minutes, not weeks, minutes, it produces a German version, a Japanese version, and a Spanish version.
Minutes.
Minutes. It's what you'd call instant globalization.
But hold on, I have to play the skeptic for a second here. We've all seen bad dubbing in movies. Does a generated German conversation actually carry the nuance of leadership coaching? Or does it just sound like a sat-nav trying to give you life advice?
That is a very fair concern. Leadership content relies on empathy, on tone, on subtlety. If you miss that, you lose trust.
You do.
But the current generation of AI voice models that these APIs use, they're getting incredibly good at prosody, the rhythm and the emotion of speech. It's not perfect, no, but it is leaps and bounds ahead of where we were even 2 years ago.
So it's good enough to scale.
It's good enough that the value of having the information immediately in your native language far outweighs any, you know, slight robotic edge that might still be there.
Yeah.
Just think about the impact on their total addressable market, their TAM.
Right. Suddenly, Better Manager isn't just selling to English-speaking companies. They can sell to anyone, anywhere, with, like, zero marginal cost for the translation.
Exactly. They promise a worldwide footprint and personalized development no matter where your managers are located. This technology is the infrastructure that actually makes that promise a reality instead of just a marketing slogan.
Okay, so we've conquered the ears. Let's talk about the eyes. Because we live in a TikTok world. If it's not a vertical video with subtitles popping up, does it even exist for anyone under 35?
It's a valid question. The attention economy is visual. And Better Manager has these incredible assets. We mentioned that NPS score of 90. They have testimonials from people like James B. from Yelp, David K. from Dropbox, Vibehore S. from Chegg.
I saw those. Rigorous vetting, strengthened core values. They're great quotes. But right now, they're just text on a website. And let's be honest, unless I'm deep in the buying process, I'm probably just skimming right past them.
Text testimonials are passive. You have to go find them. Video is active, it finds you in your social feed, and AutoContent API has an endpoint for this exact thing. Video create shorts.
And this is where we get into that faceless channel idea, right?
Correct. The API can take that text quote from James at Yelp, select a stock video background or maybe an AI avatar, generate a voiceover reading the testimonial, and then auto-caption it in that, you know, trendy, fast-paced style you see on Reels or Shorts.
So James from Yelp didn't have to film himself?
Nope. And Better Manager didn't have to send a film crew to Yelp's headquarters.
Is that impersonal, though? I mean, it's a testimonial. Isn't the whole point that it's a real person? If I see an AI avatar reading James's quote, do I actually believe it?
That is the trade-off.
Yeah.
You absolutely lose some of the authenticity of the real face, but what you gain is mental availability. You can produce hundreds of these videos. You can A-B test different avatars, different music, different pacing. It allows for what we call creative testing at scale. You just throw it all at the algorithm and see what sticks.
So you're trading deep intimacy for massive reach.
At the top of the marketing funnel, yes. That's a trade most companies will make every single time. And it's not just testimonials. Think about their more complex products. They sell things like group coaching, workplace learning events.
Yeah, that corporate speak is so hard to visualize. When I see workplace learning event, I don't really know what that looks like.
The API can generate 60 to 90 second explainer videos,
mm-hmm.
You know, the horizontal ones for the landing page. It can actually visualize the process. That increases dwell time on the site, which Google loves for SEO. But more importantly, it helps the buyer get that aha moment much faster.
So we're moving from read about us to watch us, but without the $50,000 video production budget.
That's the core economic shift. But I want to pivot for a second because we've talked a lot about marketing. Better Manager also has a huge internal challenge. They have a best-in-class global coaching community.
Right, the coaches themselves, they say their coaches have an average of, what, 10 plus years of experience? That is a lot of high-powered people to keep aligned.
And coaches are busy people. They're in sessions all day. They don't have time to read long internal memos about new compliance rules or new coaching methods. This is where the private podcast concept becomes a superpower for internal operations.
So, treating your employees like your customers, giving them the content in the format they actually want to consume.
Precisely. Imagine a daily 5-minute audio briefing for every coach. It could cover the latest tech industry news, since they have so many tech clients' updates on Better Manager's own curriculum, and maybe a tip of the day.
Here is where I get a little stuck, though. To make that compelling, you need a good host. You can't just have a robotic voice droning on about compliance.
No, you can't.
Better Manager has Wendy Hansen. She's the co-founder, the chief program officer. Everyone knows her voice. She hosts their current podcast.
She is the voice of authority and trust within that company.
So, can the API use her?
Yes. This is where we get into voice cloning. The API lets you clone a specific voice. So theoretically, Wendy could record a few hours of audio just once, create a model of her voice, and then the API can generate these daily briefings in her voice.
Okay, pause. We have to talk about the creepiness factor here. If I'm a coach and I get a message from Wendy, but I know Wendy is asleep in San Francisco because it's 3 a.m. there, does that break the trust? Does it feel like virtual Wendy is gaslighting me?
It's a very fine line. It has to
Yeah.
be disclosed. You can't pretend it's live. But if you frame it as, here is Wendy's AI avatar delivering your daily update, people generally accept it.
I see.
It creates a sense of presence. It feels more personal than a text email, even if you know deep down that it's synthesized.
I guess it's better than an email I didn't read.
Exactly. And let's layer in one more feature here, deep research.
Oh, this is the agent capability.
Yes. The API doesn't just format text, it can go find it. It uses agents to browse the web. So, Better Manager could set up a workflow like every morning, scan the top 5 tech news sites for stories about layoffs or management shifts, summarize them, and then have virtual Wendy explain how a coach should address these anxieties with their clients today.
Wow. So the coach wakes up, listens to a 5-minute briefing, and walks into their first session already knowing exactly what their client is probably stressing about.
And they didn't have to do any of the research themselves. The AI analyst did it for them. That is how you scale expertise. You make every coach the smartest person in the room by giving them a dedicated research team. It just happens to be a silicon research team.
That is incredible leverage, but we have to address the elephant in the room, or maybe the wallet in the room. Global localization, voice cloning, daily video production. This sounds like it costs a fortune.
In the old world, yes. Manual video production is anywhere from, what, $300 to $10,000 per asset.
Yeah.
If you want a video for every single blog post, you're looking at a budget that would make a CFO cry.
Right. And Better Manager is successful, but they aren't Disney.
Auto Content API shifts the cost structure from linear to logarithmic. We're
Yeah.
talking about cents per asset. A short video costs roughly 400 credits. We're looking at a 90 to 99% reduction in unit cost.
That is the difference between we'll do one video this quarter and we'll do 10 videos a day.
Exactly. Better Manager already boasts a $7 return for every $1 invested in their leadership development programs. This tool just applies that same high-efficiency ROI to their content operations.
But there is always a but. Who runs all this? I'm thinking about the marketing team at Better Manager. They're brilliant at messaging, but they probably aren't Python developers. Do they need to hire a whole team of engineers to hook this up?
This is the critical piece. We are in the era of the no-code ecosystem. Have you used tools like Zapier or Make.com?
I use Zapier to save my Gmail attachments to Dropbox. That's about the extent of my skills.
That's all you need. Think of these tools as digital glue. You don't need to write a line of code, you just connect the pipes. So Better Manager can set up a workflow where new blog post published is the trigger. That triggers Make.com, which sends the data to Auto Content API, which then sends the finished audio file to Spotify.
So it's pretty much set and forget.
It's headless content production. The content ships itself. The humans at Better Manager can then focus on the strategy, the coaching curriculum, the relationships, the stuff that actually requires a heartbeat. The machine handles all the grunt work of formatting and distribution.
It really does feel like the Industrial Revolution for content. We're moving from the handcrafted artisans model to the assembly line model.
And I know that sounds cold, but in a world of content saturation, it's really the only way to compete.
Oh.
If you aren't automating the transformation of your knowledge, you are just letting your best assets die in a PDF graveyard.
So let's wrap this up with a synthesis for everyone listening. We've got Better Manager. They provide the input, the high-quality expertise, the trust, the curriculum.
And Auto Content API provides the transformation engine. It's the marriage of specific knowledge and scalable infrastructure.
Yeah.
It allows a company like Better Manager to just dominate mental availability.
Yeah.
If they do this right, they are in your ear on the train, they're in your feed during your lunch break, and they're in your inbox first thing in the morning.
Which brings me to a final thought, and I want to get a little sci-fi with you for a second.
Let's do it.
We talked about just-in-time manufacturing in the 80s. Are we moving toward just-in-time coaching?
What do you mean by that?
Okay, so imagine this. Better Manager uses this tech to index every single piece of wisdom they have. They clone their best coaches' voices. Then I have a terrible meeting with my boss. I step out into the hallway, angry. I open the Better Manager app and I whisper, "My boss just shut down my project in front of the whole team." And instantly, in seconds, the API generates a custom podcast episode just for me. It's hosted by Virtual Wendy. She acknowledges my specific situation. She pulls the exact chapter from Unlock Your Potential about handling public rejection. And she gives me a 3-minute pep talk to get me back in the game.
That is.
Is the future of leadership development a podcast generated specifically for an audience of one?
That is both a fascinating and slightly terrifying possibility. But technically, based on everything we've discussed today, it's absolutely possible. We are moving from content for everyone to content for you right now.
A custom pep talk for your specific bad day at work? I think I'd subscribe to that.
I think we all would.
That's all for today's deep dive. Thanks for listening, and go close some of those browser tabs. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye, everyone.